For fans of fashionable neckwear for men, what's old is new again. And our Mo Rocca, who follows these matters, has his own ideas about that.
Way back in the 1990s, freedom was ringing everywhere. Women were making huge inroads in the workplace. As for men, business casual would liberate them from the stranglehold of the tie. Millions of American males heard the cry, "Mr. Businessman, tear off that tie."
But reports of the tie's demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Yes, today ties are back.
What do you think this tie says?
It says, first it says it matches, second it says it's stylish. It makes me feel a little bit one-up on people.
It makes me feel empowered. It makes me feel good, like I'm actually a businessman,
okay,
which I'm not.
Sales are way up among 20-somethings. Andrew Escobar manages the John Barbato store in New York City.
I really feel strongly that you could throw a tie almost on anything, and it kind of just ups the look a little bit, makes it look a little bit more refined, and yet you can still leave your jeans on and your Chuck Taylors on, and it still has that rock and roll edge.
It's not surprising that the tie has survived. After all, ties and men have been bound for more than a millennium. Among the earliest models, these knotted scarves worn by Chinese soldiers of the 3rd century B.C. What I'm putting around my neck right now is the proud descendant of a line going back 300 years. Back then, men wore cravats, wide, ruffled, and unapologetically impractical. Over time, the cravat became today's necktie. By the middle of the 20th century, though, the tie had lost much of its personality. It had become obligatory, part of a uniform dictated from on high. Then the arrival of business casual sounded the death knell for the tie. Or did it?
There's not as much social pressure to wear a tie. Wearing it now, it becomes more of an interesting piece that stands out more.
In fact, men have embraced the responsibility of choosing what to wear to work. And more, they're choosing the tie.
In one word, how does that tie make you feel?
Powerful.
Clean.
Smooth. Clean. Smooth.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Both of those are good.
I guess proper. Probably the first word that comes to mind.
Okay, so it gives you respectability.
Sure.
Because you wouldn't wear a suit with that color and pattern, right?
Absolutely not.
Actually, it would look kind of cool, I think.
Well, we'd have
maybe
to see
a little
it
much.
In the suit. Yeah, yeah.
You would never get a job.
There's a tie for every occasion, season, or mood.
This one makes me feel dependable. This one makes me feel like a 7th grade English teacher. This one makes me feel minty fresh. Men's fashion, a lot of guys complain they don't have a lot of choice, but the tie is the one area where you can really let her rip, right?
Sure, yeah, you definitely have a lot of freedom.
Of course, freedom isn't just an American value.
This is the compensation from America, very good America, Sandra Booker.
He's from Albania, and he has a beautiful tie.
Washington.
And so today's man is no longer required to wear a uniform. Oh, yeah. Instead, he's fit to be tied.